This year's Olympic stamp exhibit is at the large and popular British Library, where local residents and visitors have easy and free access. The displays focus on stamps and posters from London's two previous Olympics in 1908 and 1948, and from the first modern games in Athens in 1896. But they also include other types of artifacts.
This poster, this is an interesting story. It was thought to be lost.
Curator Bob Wilcock is particularly proud of a rare copy of the official poster for the 1908 London Olympics, but it's just one of thousands of pieces of history on display. There is so much to sort through that the library has put all these very analog artifacts into a digital database.
We'll select the date, London 1908.
Visitors can touch a series of large screens and go right to the year or event that interests them.
One of my favorite cards on here certainly is this one, which shows Thomas Jack, who was leading the race.
The postcard shows the man who was leading the marathon in 1908, but stopped off at a pub along the way and never finished the race. The exhibit also has an outdoor element with Wilcock and other experts answering visitors' questions and selling 2012 Olympic stamps and postcards so they can make their own memorabilia. For the curator, that's really what collecting and displaying Olympics items is all about.
It can be something for everybody. It's a means of preserving your individual personal Olympic memories, the story of your visit to a Games, and in the process, you also are able to tell Olympic history.
It's probably not the first thing people think about when they plan a trip to the Olympics, but the exhibit offers a respite from the competition and the crowds and a chance to reflect on the sweep of Olympic history, of which London 2012 is just the latest installment. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.